Glory be to God. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. There's not anything ever that could ever stick to me. Eternity belongs to me. Hallelujah. What good news we have tonight, folks. This isn't little stuff. You know, we've been talking. I just got to get rid of all of Vicky's stuff and all of Evelyn's stuff off my. Anyway. Okay, now we're ready to start. Praise God. Praise God. It's just good. You know, I've been teaching on authority and been teaching on who he is and all that he obtained through his resurrection and how all of that was given to us, okay? And so we need to make that choice that we walk in that. And, you know, we need to remember that every sin was nailed to the cross. All my past sins, all my present sins, all my future sins were nailed to the cross. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You know what? If the devil's condemning you, he's a liar. Because your sins have been nailed to the cross. And there is therefore no condemnation. You know, the body of Christ needs to shift out of condemnation because it's a spirit that holds us back from functioning in the kingdom of God like we're supposed to. So every sin that you've ever committed, ever will commit, was nailed to the cross. When he died, you died. When he was raised, you were raised. When he was exalted, you were exalted. When he was seated at the right hand of the Father, you were seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen? So tonight we need to just come out of agreement with the junk of the enemy. So we need to shake this off. No more chains holding me. From now on, I am free. We need to come out of condemnation and shame and guilt. And we need to start walking forward in what God has called us to do. It's not about you, so get rid of your condemnation. It's not about you, so quit trying to carry shame. Quit trying to carry the guilt and the accountability of your sins. It's not about you. And he took them on the cross, and he positioned you and placed you as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus so you could do what? Move forward. Because you're a part of that army that we were singing about. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song. Praise God. We're going to, like I said, talk tonight a little bit about coming out of agreement with stuff. But I told you last week I was going to talk a little bit about how to exercise that authority. I really think I've told you enough how to do it. You know, the most of our authority is us choosing to believe what Jesus did. You know, we need to quit wrangling with what he did. And just do it. We need to believe what he did and just act on it. Amen. You know, quit the reasoning. He either is a liar and a good liar at that, or what we read in the Word of God is the truth. And if it's the truth and we believe that, then let's act like we believe it. Yeah. Let's start going forward in our life and shaking off the garbage. You know what the devil wants? He wants your identity. He's an identity thief. You know, you see that on TV all the time. And I'll tell you what, you know, they make it look like just your bank account, your money, and your Social Security. But it's you. The devil wants you to identify with condemnation. He wants you to identify with addictions. He wants you to identify with sickness and destruction and depression. But your identity is in Christ Jesus. And we're either going to start believing it and doing it. I don't care what happens and goes around you. Your focus, when it stays on Jesus, will cause things to begin to shift. That's what changes things. Amen? So to exercise authority, to authority. What authority is the ability to govern. You see, and we don't govern if we're under condemnation and guilt and shame and depression and worry and fear. and bondages. We're not going to govern. We're going to always be intimidated. But you've been set free. You know, when my son had Percy's disease, I was so afraid of that disease that I went and got a scripture that said, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Because I was so afraid, almost paralyzed with that. And so I stuck it on my refrigerator so that when I felt that fear, and fear is a spirit, I would say, "The Lord is the strength of my life. And Percy's disease, I will not be afraid of you." So you got to talk back to the devil. You got to tell him what you believe. Jesus, when he was tempted, he didn't just stand there and think a good thought, did he? He said, "It's written." He spoke the word. Okay, so don't be thinking, "Okay, the devil's defeated. Tell him he's defeated." So whatever wants to come against you, the word of God says you can turn it with your tongue, with the words that come out of your mouth. See, we don't have to accept defeat. Now, y'all might have to stand. Bible says that the word of God is like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. The enemy's attack against you can be a stubborn resistance, but the word will break it if you'll take the word of God and you'll begin to declare, "It is written." Remember I told you a few weeks ago, take this home with you. Don't just come and listen to a good sermon, because if you just come and listen to a good sermon, it doesn't do you any good at all. If you don't take it home and you don't put it into practice, and if you don't feel like you're more powerful enough to take the word of God and use it, let me go back. It's not about you. It's Jesus Christ on the inside of you, and he's all you need. Amen. So in talking about authority, authority is the ability to govern. Praying with authority is governmental intercession. Intercession is being a mediator and stepping between two things. Now, Jesus doesn't sit. I'm going to pull this over here so I can put my Bible there. Jesus doesn't sit up there making intercession for us. People misinterpret that. If Jesus has to keep on praying and praying and praying for us, you know, I used to hear that, "Oh, he's up there praying for you. He's making intercession for you." And I think, well, don't look like your prayers are working, Jesus. Do you know what that means? It means he ever stands in that position of a mediator, as an intercessorial place. So we always, always have an intercessor that takes us directly. We have that avenue. No man cometh to the Father but through the intercessor. And that's what it means, where he ever liveth to make intercession. He is always available. And see, just as he is, when we go in and we step between the enemy and that person, we can begin to shift things for people, and we also can step between the person and the Lord and petition God for that person, because Jesus is always in that position as our intercessor and as that mediator for us. So we have that authority to do that. God has given us jurisdiction over our world under his authority. The word govern means to direct and control, to regulate by authority, to influence, to restrain, to steer or regulate the course of things. And this is an interesting thing. I got to minister to somebody today that, oh my goodness, we really had a good ministry this morning. And we were talking about how the enemy endeavors to get in and give you an identity that's not God's identity. And this person was dealing with some things that in the area of identity. But this is what Jesus said, and she was dealing with some physical things. Okay, but this again is what the Lord says. He says about the words of our mouth. Because remember, when you take the words of your mouth, and you've got the word of God coming out of your mouth, you're acting like Jesus. Jesus didn't come against the enemy with some good thoughts. He said, it is written. And it says here that we stumble and fall and offend in many things. But if anyone does not offend in his mouth, his speech, his tongue, he is fully developed as a person, perfect man. He is able to control his whole body and curb his entire nature. We set bits in the horse's mouths to make them obey, and we can turn their whole bodies about. In other words, you can take a horse by a bit in its mouth. Now, this is likening us to what's coming out of our mouth. Likewise, the same is with a ship. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. Even so, the tongue is a little member and can boast of great things. And see how much wood or how great a force of tiny spark can set ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. When we read that, we think, that's not a good thing. My tongue's a fire. I need to be careful what I say. We do need to be careful what we say. But the Bible says my word is like a fire that will consume that which cannot stand the test. So let the fire that's on your tongue be the word of God, and it will consume that which cannot stand the test. The tongue, that's Jeremiah 23, 29. The tongue is a fire, and it's set among our members. It depraves the whole body, setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of man's nature, being itself ignited by hell. And what it's talking about is that basically, if we let bad things come out of our mouth, we're setting a fire as of hell. Now, what that simply means is if you go around and declare your defeat all the time, if you declare you're a failure, if you declare insecurity and rejection and call yourself all these things, then the Bible says you can destroy your whole life. But you can take and you can turn it around. And is not my word like a fire that will consume that which cannot stand the test? And where does that word of authority come out of? But out of our mouths. God has given authority to his church, to mankind. Angels of God are the strength and the force behind the words coming out of our mouth. But we are the ones, and when we get hold of this and start, how many of you have started commanding some things in the last? Good job, yes. And keep on. You know, if you have a rock of stubborn resistance in your life, you don't stop. You just go after that resistance and you make it bow. Because who's in charge? Who's the authority? Who's the winner? Who's sitting at the right hand of the Father? Who stands before God clean and pure and holy? We do. That's why you don't choose to walk in condemnation. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about coming out of agreement with things. I just got to find my papers. I got so many papers up here, so hold on. I'm not disorganized, but I don't know where I put everything. Hold on, it's here somewhere. I have a whole teaching here for you. Here it is, right here. Okay, I'm going to talk about deliverance because we're going to do some corporate deliverance tonight. And so what I want you to do in this corporate deliverance is whatever you feel you need to be set free of, you need to come out of agreement with it tonight. Because if you come out of agreement, remember, the devil's been brought to nothing. He's been made a bold display of. He's been disarmed. And he's been triumphed over in the cross. Therefore, Hebrews 2:14 says he's been brought to nothing. Zero. He's been brought to a zero. Okay, so whatever you're dealing with, you need to see it as already defeated. And then you need to enforce that defeat. Okay, you need to be willing to lay on the altar, let go of it yourself, what you've been holding on to, and give it to Jesus. When I got saved, I got delivered of 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. And the reason I got delivered was because I gave it to Jesus. And I didn't even know I was going to get delivered. I didn't know you could get delivered. I just figured I was going to be an addict with cigarettes the rest of my life. And that's why I argued with God. I didn't think he was getting a very good deal if he got me, because I had to smoke all the time and I couldn't quit. not knowing that he was going to set me free. When I said, okay, God, I'm coming just like I am. This mess, this addict, I'm coming just like I am. And he set me free because I laid it on the altar. What do you need to lay on the altar tonight? It's your decision because you're dealing with a defeated enemy. Okay, I'm going to talk about the progression of deliverance. And the Lord thy God, well, I don't think I want to talk about that. I'm going to jump ahead. I'm not even going to do that. Hold on. Disannulling demonic covenants. That's what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about. I'm going to just jump ahead. As we grow in grace and fall out of agreement with evil spirits operating in our lives, then we release the Lord to deliver us from them. But you have got to quit embracing your problem. You need to quit talking about your problem. You need to quit giving your problem 95% of your day. You need to quit dwelling on it. You need to give it to God. You need to come out of agreement that it even has a right to be in your life, because it doesn't. You've been redeemed. You've been set free. Anything the enemy wants to put on you is illegal. That's why when we pray, we break the legal rights, because we have to ourselves, we consent to so much stuff, and we consent to it a lot of times just because of the way we've been raised, things that have happened in our lives, and we just think this is the way I have to be. No, it's not. Okay, disannulling demonic covenants. We're going to disannul some covenants. And what are a covenant? A covenant really is nothing more than an agreement with someone. Okay, we have a covenant with God, and we've made an agreement with God through the blood of Christ. But we've also made agreements with the enemy through our behavior, through our actions, and through the words of our mouth, what we lay claim of. And in Isaiah 28:18, it says, your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflow scourge shall pass through, you shall be trodden down by it. But your covenant with death shall be disannulled. When Israel went into the land of Canaan, they were told not to make any agreements with the enemy. Now that's important. God told them, don't come into a covenant with them, because you cannot drive out an evil spirit that you're in agreement with. Think about that. And when I'm talking about, even if it's a negative agreement, even if you're programmed by the medical society or programmed by the world system that tells you you cannot be free of this. See, that's a covenant you've come into an agreement with that you need to break. See, my son was told, we were told he couldn't be healed, that it was incurable is what they said. We never agreed with that, ever. And because we wouldn't agree with it, God had to do something with us. You know what? I think it's so cool that God has to just finally decide to do something with you because you refuse to do anything but what his word. So it's like, okay, we need to get this girl where she's going to learn how to do the word of God and know how to do what she needs to do. You can lay hold of it, because she has never come in agreement with it. God loves that. He is looking for someone to agree with him. He loves that. So when you get a bad report, or bad things are happening, and even moms and dads, your children, you don't have to agree with actions and deeds and things that are happening, because we've got some promises. And you choose who you're going to believe. You choose what you're going to be in agreement with. See, and if you refuse to be in agreement with whatever lot the enemy tries to dump on you, you can be free. So he told them, do not make any agreement with the enemy, because you cannot drive out an evil spirit that you're in agreement with. When people are in agreement with certain attitudes, behaviors, spirits, we cannot get those spirits out. In fact, the hardest thing in deliverance that I have found to be in deliverance are people's belief systems. That's why sometimes we have to break down a belief system and a mindset, because those go to what it talks about in Corinthians, strongholds. imaginations, things that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, proud and lofty thoughts. Okay? And that's what holds those things in place. So come out of agreement. If the thought you're thinking, which is probably nothing but a voice from the enemy, is not in agreement with God, then you're told to bring that into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Are you not? You are. So what are you doing with these thoughts, with these belief systems that are contrary to the Word of God? If you go around in condemnation, sorry, but that's contrary to the Word of God, and you better get out from under condemnation, because it'll hold you, that belief system, that you're just bad, 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 so God can't touch you. It's not about you. He has already paid the price for your sins, and you are forgiven. That's why I said, I'm so thankful I am forgiven. That's the position that we are in. So 2 Corinthians 10 talks about these belief systems. And it says here in verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but they are mighty through God for the overthrow and the destruction of these strongholds. Okay, so our place then, God has given us weapons so that we can overthrow these strongholds, so that we can destroy them. In so much, we refute. That means we come out of agreement with these arguments. So I'm not going to accept these. We refute arguments, theories, reasonings, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up, or every lofty thought that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose into the obedience of Christ. So what about all these things that you're dealing with? It's up to you, because your weapons aren't carnal, to bring those into alignment, into agreement with God. If two or more of you shall agree together as touching anything, it shall be done. So if we can stand in agreement, I sure want to be in agreement with God. Amen? Because he's got good promises in this book for us. And see, a lot of times if we don't have those promises, it's because we're focusing on our problem and we're agreeing with that through our behavior. So in order to get free, we cannot drive spirits out with people who are in agreement with things. So sometimes we need to talk to them and break that agreement. But we can do that too. It's not like you're hopeless, okay? You just need to make a decision that this isn't what it's going to dictate to me, my circumstance, my life, my outcome. All right? Many believers have unknowingly entered into agreements with evil spirits. We must fall out of agreement with attitudes of pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, bitterness, addictions, fear, and whatever, in order for us to be delivered. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us agreements that we have made with the enemy without even realizing it. And you know, a lot of times until we understand deliverance, we're in agreement with a lot of things that the enemy has. But the Holy Spirit, you know, I was ministering to someone today and I told him, go home. And I want you, from the time, next time when we get together, you be praying and ask the Holy Spirit whatever else you need to get set free from. And we'll go after that next time. Because why? He will show us. He'll show us areas of our life. And that is why sometimes deliverance is progressive, because we get rid of one thing, but we might have something else over here. And you know, this gal I was ministering today, she was so easy to minister to, so easy to get free, because she was pursuing deliverance with everything on the inside of her. Best kind of people to minister to. Hallelujah. Because what are they doing? They're saying, this stuff don't belong here, and I'm getting rid of it. And I don't know how I'm going to get rid of it yet, but I'm going to find somebody that knows how to help me get rid of it. And God will bring that person to a place of freedom. I've seen that over and over. When I refuse to come into agreement with death over my son, God was forced. You know, you can force the word of God. And I'm not talking about controlling and manipulating God, but you can take this word, and this word is an operating force for you. The Bible says it's Hebrews, I think it's 4:12, a translation of it says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit. But another translation also says it's a force to be reckoned with. So when you take the word of God and let it come out of your mouth, you become a force to be reckoned with. That means something has to change. It can't stay the same way. So God's just looking for some of his believers to stand up and saying, no, this is going to change. Devil, it's, you know, remember who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a zero, and you're dealing with a child of God. So the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you. Demons draw strength from these covenants, or these agreements that we come into. The Lord will bring us to the power, or to the place of breaking them. The Lord's dealings of conviction in our lives are to cause us to fall out of agreement with the Holy, or with the devil's operations in our life. In other words, God never condemns us. He'll convict us, but he don't condemn us. And conviction always is like a wooing and a pulling to direct you in the right direction. So it feels good. It does feel good. We cannot be delivered until we fall out of agreement with demons. God does not deliver us against our will. And this is another reason why a lot of times deliverance is progressive, because your will needs to shift. You need to come into a place, you know, no more chains holding me, from now on I am free. Isn't that awesome? But what does that mean? It means no more chains. Devil, you're not holding me anymore. In the name of Jesus. It's not just some pretty song we sing, folks. It's you getting ticked off at the devil and saying, no, it stops here. Amen? You know what? You know, there used to be this commercial with Glad Wrap, and it says, don't get mad, get glad. But I say, get mad when it comes to the devil. Then you'll be glad if you do it reverse. Amen? You know, we need to get fed up and say, I'm done with you. You know, I've said that to things in my bloodline. Things I've seen my kids operate, and I've said, this is it, devil. I am done. You are getting out of my house in the name of Jesus. And have I always seen it leave right away? Nope. But do you know that I know that it has to leave? And the only thing that will keep it from not leaving is me choosing to stay in agreement with it. Me choosing to stay under the weight of that sin. Me choosing to stay under the feeling defeated, feeling like it's bigger. Amen. Okay, I gotta find my place. Once we identify the enemy, I don't want to talk about that one either tonight. On my notes. I just want to get to the meat of this. Okay, that's it on that. I want to talk to you about coming out of agreement with certain things in your life. And these things that I'm going to tell you really quick, I'm not going to go into them a lot, and then I'm going to lead you through some prayers because we're going to do some deliverance. But stress and trauma, I'm going to talk to you about coming out from under stress. Now, stress is this. Stress is when you carry the problem. You carry the worry, you carry the weight of the sin maybe that you're under, or you carry the weight of all your mistakes that you've made. And it's time, you know, the devil loves to point to your past, point him to your future in Christ Jesus. But he likes to show you every mistake you've ever made. You know what I'm talking about? Been there, done that. And then you stay under guilt, you stay under condemnation, you grieve over it, you have sorrow, you have shame. Those aren't from God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You see, so if he can keep you carrying, even fear, we walk in so much fear over, especially, I don't do this anymore, but I used to, my children. But I have some promises, and I believe the promises. That's what I believe. I believe what he says. That's where my agreement is. See, I become a force to be reckoned with when I take the word of God, and I agree with what he says. But when we carry the weight of these things, And I'd probably say probably a good 90% of you in here are guilty of that. So tonight you need to throw it off. It's a choice that you're going to make. You're going to say, I've had enough. Have we all made mistakes? Yep, but every one of my mistakes were nailed to that cross. And I can do nothing about changing my past by crying over it. But I can change it with the Word of God and moving forward in my life. You see, this is why the devil, when he tries to put all these chains on you, and they're chains of guilt, they're chains of mistakes, they're chains of bad decisions. And so then you're like trying to walk forward and you can't hardly because the chains are pulling you back. And then you come to church and you say, no more chains holding me from no one. I am free. And then you leave and you're the same way. Get serious about what God said. And start doing those things. You know, and I'm being real straight with you, but God wants you free. He does not want you receiving a lie from the enemy, making you feel like you have to stay under the weight of your past because you don't. So we carry this stress. Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit of a networking that the enemy does. We carry the stress and the trauma and of all of our past, and then it begins to wear on our immune system. And let me tell you this, too, because this just came up. If somebody in your family holds you to the mistakes you've made in the past, don't let them do it. Jesus has forgiven you, okay? And I don't care if you have kids, say, well, Mom and Dad, you did this, you did that. Uh-uh, we're forgiven. You don't carry that. Because if you want to get your children free, you let go. And you let go of the mistakes, okay? You let go of the fact that you probably should have cast some devils out a long time ago and you never did because you didn't know anything about it, right? Amen? I mean, my goodness, I always say I'd have given anything for a Bev Tucker in my life when I was raising the kids. We didn't know nothing about this. But since we have, the difference that it makes in your family is absolutely awesome. So we take the stress. Stress has huge amounts of negative power that begins to operate against us, and it begins to operate in our physical body. It can cause all sorts of diseases. It can cause all sorts of problems, autoimmune diseases. All of that comes in because we weren't made to carry our problems and our cares. He said to cast them on him, didn't he? You see, it's time to get all this weight, all this false responsibility that you carry off your shoulders. So then it begins to affect the immune system. Rejection, fear, anxiety, bitterness, guilt, all of these will cause us to suffer stress. And stress is going to affect your immune system. Now I'm going to give you an example of this. And this is a story about a lady, but she said, while giving a presentation on stress management, a speaker walked around the room carrying a large glass of water. Everyone was expecting her to ask whether they would describe the glass as being half empty or half full. But she threw them for a loop by saying, how heavy is this glass of water? The group began to call out all guesses ranging from 8 ounces to 20 ounces. When the group had quieted again, the speaker replied, the absolute weight doesn't matter. It all depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, that's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my arm. If I hold it for a day or two, you'll have to call an ambulance. Isn't that interesting? See, that's what stress does to it. It's slowly, the longer we carry our problems, our guilt, our shame, our past, our bondages, we are literally helping the enemy destruct our whole entire system. And so a lot of people, you know, I've referred you to the book of A More Excellent Way by Henry Wright, and he talks about a lot of this type of stuff in his book. Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T, on how all these things like rejection, these are roots of diseases, but it's because the body of Christ doesn't know how to cast them on the Lord. We don't know how to get set free from them. See, so tonight I'm going to cast this stuff out. Jesus didn't say to counsel demons. He didn't tell us to babysit them, stay in agreement with them. He said, cast them out. And that's what I'm going to do. So it's up to you tonight. The ball's going to be in your park, whether you keep it or not. All right? Your deliverance has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. If you don't want it, the devil has been brought to zero. He's been disarmed. He's been destroyed at the cross, so you don't have to carry it. Okay? So you make that decision. You make a decision, I'm free, and I'm not walking in. And when the devil comes and knocks on your door tomorrow, remind him, you're free. I'm not in agreement with this bondage anymore. I'm not in agreement with this hurt and this woundedness from my past. And I'm not telling you sometimes we don't have to deal with things from our past, because sometimes there are things that have to be worked through. But in that working through, if you've broke agreement, if you come out of that condemnation, you can move that problem that possibly was created from, we've all made mistakes. You can take that and begin moving it forward and bringing good out of it. You have that kind of authority to bring good out of a bad situation. Okay, 1 Peter 5:7 says, let God have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. So it's important to remember that nothing is ever altered until we lay it on the altar. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, lay it down. It's not your problem. It's God's. Give it to him. That's what he means. You could say, cast all your problems, all your worries, all your cares on the Lord, because he cares for you. If you'll lay it, Pastor Kevin did a really good sermon on that a few weeks ago. How did he say it? It has to be altered in your life, meaning you have to bring it to the altar. Remember, he had everybody bring up all their stuff. How many of you walked away and you still had it? I bet you a lot of people did. I think a lot of people should be in this class right now getting that cast out of them. Seriously. You got to get rid of it. You got to tell it has to go. You have authority. Okay, these are some scriptures to take to heart. And it said in Psalm 107, verse 19, it says, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of them all. Psalm 32:7 says, you are my hiding place. You will protect us from trouble and surround us with songs of deliverance. Matthew 11:28-30 says, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, there's people here tonight, and you are so heavy with things. Jesus said, come to me. All of you that are weary, all of you that are heavy, all of you that are burdened down from whatever, and I'll give you a place of rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Where's the rest for your souls? It's only in Jesus. That's it. Only in Jesus. Jesus is the only answer. But he said, learn of me. The more I get to know him, the better it gets. I am so grateful to the Lord that he is my Savior. Oh, I am so grateful. I'm not even a little bit. I just think of that sometimes. I go back and I like to dwell on the day I got saved. That's a good dwelling place. I think, oh, Lord. And then I look at my life and how it's progressed forward and how as many things that has tried to come against us, he has truly delivered us out of them all. And we've had some hard things come against us. But every time we've run to Jesus, he's delivered us from them all. What a good place to be. You're not losers. You're winners. You're victorious in Christ. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because you trust in him. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Matthew 6:27 and Luke 12:25 says, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to their life? And I'm going to do you no good. And then I had one, I lost it. Goodness, and that one was a good one too. I wanted to read that to you. Oh, this is it. This is for the moms and dads here, and grandmas and grandpas. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will deliver your children. Isn't that good? It is Isaiah 49:25. So if you have children that are struggling, you have a promise. He says, I will contend with whatever is contending with you. Whether it's alcohol, drugs, divorce, whatever. He said, I will deliver your children. Another translation says, I will save them. And that's just one of the promises that we have because we are in covenant with God, that he says your whole house is saved. So do you have to worry and care? Where does that lie come from? And it's a lie. Nothing but a lie. What are you listening to tonight? What are you in agreement with? What is battering your mind day in and day out? Quit being in agreement with it and look to what God's word says about it and come in agreement and start declaring, thus saith the Lord. This is my promise. And this word will change every situation that you're in. Okay, I am going to actually just quit. I got more stuff, but I want to pray for you. So we're going to pray and we're going to come out of agreement. So we're going to first of all do some prayers to come out of agreement. Because remember, like I told you at the beginning, the biggest thing we do is we agree with the lies of the enemy. So we're going to repent for those, and by a choice of our will tonight, we're going to come out of agreement with them, okay? And that, you see, we, just like I always tell you, you forgive by faith. It's not a feeling. So even these prayers, whether you feel them or not, if you agree with them, it's a choice of your will to agree with God, all right? Because our wills are so strong that it's our will that has to be surrendered to God, isn't it? And it's a man's strong will, our woman's strong will, that keeps them from the Lord. So when we make that choice to submit our will to God, we're there. We just have to make a choice, okay? So I want you to say, Father God, I repent to you for listening to a lying spirit that would have accused me to myself, telling me that I was worthless, that I was a failure, that I am inadequate, that I am rejected. When I listen to that, I have made that my God and not you. I have put myself in a position to say what you've said about me, Lord, is not true. So tonight, I come out of agreement with what the enemy says against me. And I agree that your word is truth. And I will receive that truth. And I will walk in that truth in the name of Jesus. I repent and I renounce all fear of man. I repent for my fear of failure, fear of rejection, and I come out of agreement with these things. Fear of abandonment, unbelief, doubt, faithlessness, and ignorance in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you permission tonight to go to the depths of the roots of every issue in my life. And Lord, I ask that you will expose everything that needs to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Expose every source of betrayal and lies and hurts and woundedness that I have experienced in my life. Holy Spirit, lead me to what's hindering and to every stronghold. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to minister into any place where I have judged myself as unworthy and of no value. Lord, minister into any inadequacy and expose any spirit that tapped into that inadequacy in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to minister into my identity of who I am in Christ. No longer will I allow the identity thief to steal my identity in Christ Jesus. That identity in Christ Jesus says I'm free, that I'm healed, that I am delivered, and I am forgiven. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now tonight, that's who I choose, and that's what I choose to identify with in the name of Jesus. Now just take a deep breath and read. Oh, wow, that was good. Isn't that good stuff? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to rejection. Say that. I speak to rejection. Rejection, this day, I remove your permission to be in my life. I remove every one of your cohorts in the name of Jesus. I command all fruits of rejection be removed from my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with all assignments of bondage, control, and slavery and oppression. In the name of Jesus, I declare liberation from every enslaving spirit in my bloodline. Spirits that seek to minimize and cut off deliverance in my life, I come out of agreement with them in the name of Jesus. I renounce all spirits that seek to lock me into ungodly mindsets and meditations, thoughts, proud and lofty thoughts that are opposite to and contrary to God's word in the name of Jesus concerning me as his beloved. I am his beloved. That doesn't depend on how good I am. I'm his beloved. In the name of Jesus, I declare my breakthrough. Lord Jesus, I renounce every assignment of evil that's been assigned against me because of mistakes that I have made, because of wrong decisions in my life. In the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with them tonight. In Jesus' name, I come out of agreement with the outworkings of these assignments in Jesus' name. I come out of agreement with the anguish, the despair, the defeat, the failure, the inability to have victory. I come out of agreement with it in the name of Jesus. I renounce all negativity, all bitterness that's been in my heart. I ask you to heal me, Lord, of every hurt and every gaping wound. In Jesus' name, that would come out of my mouth to spew out poison. I decree that I am healed of the Lord. I renounce every assignment of immorality, uncleanness, worthlessness, vileness that's rooted in the spirit of Belial. I renounce all manifestations connected with drunkenness, connected with addictions, and connected with bondage, connected with idolatry, murder, and Jezebel. I rebuke all lust, all perversion, all sexual uncleanness, all addictions, known and unknown, that have been associated with my thoughts and my family line from past generations in the name of Jesus. And I declare tonight, holiness is my portion in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Isn't that good stuff? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for deliverance because deliverance comes from you. You have sent your word to heal me and to deliver me from all destruction. I decree that your word has come, that you've exposed roots and cycles and in my life, and doors of destruction that have trafficked in and out of my life. But tonight, I speak alienation to every root. I command all these roots to come up and out of me right now in the name of Jesus. I pull them out. I pull all the roots out, every root and whatever they are. If you know what they are, great. Call them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I close every door, every gate. I command every cycle, every vicious cycle of addictions, of drugs, alcohol, pornography, sexual immorality, failure, to leave me now. Stop in the name of Jesus. I forbid the course of destruction to continue ruining my life in the name of Jesus. I renounce all arrested development in my mind and in my thought and in my patterns, my behaviors, and my perceptions in the name of Jesus. I renounce every work of ruination, things that want to ruin your life, that have been assigned against me through my own words, through my own conversation, through my dialogue, through my communication, through the lies and the deceptions of the enemy that I have received in the name of Jesus. Lord, I repent for words that I have spoken against others. Words that I have spoken that have been contrary to your word against my family, against my parents, against my pastors, against my friends, political leaders, in the name of Jesus. I repent of any area that I have provoked you, Lord, through idolatry. I renounce all idols. I renounce all high and lofty things that have been assigned against me in the name of Jesus. I break and I come out of agreement with all covenants of the enemy that would lead me to sacrifice and compromise my commitment to you in any way in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break all fellowship with the enemy in the name of Jesus concerning thoughts, words, or deeds. I come against all condemnation, all guilt, all shame, all spirits of bondage that want to hold me to my past. Tonight, by a choice of my will, I break myself free from the past in the name of Jesus. I declare that truly, no more chains. You're not holding me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can even remove those chains. In the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that you lead me in all my ways. You heal me from all wounds and damage and destruction that have been connected with things from my past. In the name of Jesus. I break all assignments with death, hell, and destruction, with Apollyon, with the abyss and the grave, with disease and sickness. I come out of agreement with it in the name of Jesus. I come out of agreement with hereditary diseases. I speak to heart attacks. I speak to diabetes. I speak to kidney problems. You speak to whatever is in your generations and you command that to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you take authority over it. You speak to the addictions. You tell them to go. You have authority. Every one of those things are spiritual forces, and they've been disarmed. They've been made a bold display of, and then they've been triumphed over in the cross. Enforce that victory against your enemy. Shake it off in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Would you go ahead and get that started, Tim? I'm just going to pray, and you just begin to release things as I pray over you. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against spirits of bondage, and I break their authority right now in the name of Jesus. I command all lies of bondage, all authorities of bondage in the name of Jesus. We break you in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of alcoholism come out in the name of Jesus. I command even every generational alcoholic spirit, you uproot and you come out in the name of Jesus. Uproot. I command spirits of cocaine come out. Spirits of heroin, uproot and come out. Spirits of marijuana, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of nicotine, come out in the name of Jesus. And loose and let go. Expel in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it, come up and out. You have no authority here. We've come out of agreement with you, and you have to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the addiction of pornography, and I break it in the name of Jesus. I command and I break controlling powers and controlling spirits that hold you from ungodly sexual relationships that you've been in the name of Jesus. I break them. I cut you free with the authority of Jesus Christ. I cut the cords, the ungodly cords of past relationships off of you that hold you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against false identities. I come against imprints on the inside of you that want to establish who you are. And I come against those generational spirits that have imprinted, even in the arena of homosexuality, in the name of Jesus. I come against that imprinting that's literally in the genetic coding that's come up through the DNA, in the name of Jesus. Those things that are wanting to convert you over to their lifestyle, I break them in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against images and pictures of pornography that are rooted, and in the name of Jesus, we command them to go in Jesus' name. Pull them out. Just pull them out. Every one of them. Get out all those images, those pornographic images, lesbian images, homosexual images. Expel in the name of Jesus. I command unclean spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All that uncleanness, expel, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Deceiving, lying spirits, we pull out the root systems of addiction tonight in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and release it. Come out, all of it, in the name of Jesus. Addictive personalities, false personalities, come out. Lying personalities, come out in the name of Jesus. Rejection personalities, come out. That spirit of bloodline rejection, expel in the name of Jesus. Never being worth anything, not being loved, not being nurtured, come out in the name of Jesus. That false identity, expel in the name of Jesus. I command right now, all that inadequacy, come out. Fear of failure, come out. All that worthlessness, come out. All that insecurity, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. That fear that you're not going to make it, that fear of the future, that fear that God's not going to help you, I command those fear spirits to come out. That fear that you're this way and you're always going to be this way, I break those mindsets. I break those ungodly belief systems, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak to that. Say, in the name of Jesus, leave me now. In the name of Jesus. All that inward turmoil, all that confusion, all that mental torment, come out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. All that mental torment, expel that whole network, all the self-hate, self-bitterness, self-accusation, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. All that, those accusing voices that accuse you day and night, that tell you you're not going to make it, that tell you you're worthless, that tell you you're an addict, that tell you you're ungodly, come out, that tell you you're worthless. I break the programming and the networking. Come out of agreement with it in the name of Jesus. I come against depression and I command depression to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All that despair, all that anguish, come out in the name of Jesus. All that hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus. That deep, deep discouragement, come out. Come out. All that discouragement, expel in the name of Jesus. I call it out of the limbic system, out of the reticular formation. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command malfunction to come out of the thyroid in the name of Jesus, out of the hippocampus in the name of Jesus. Expel, loose and let go in the name of Jesus. I command indelible imprints of failure and rejection to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command even words where you were told you were worthless as a child to come out in the name of Jesus. I command words that were spoken over you that were designed to lock you into a false imprinting and destiny. I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. All that weeping, all that sorrow, all that guilt, all that shame, expel in the name of Jesus. Come out. We come out of agreement with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, all the sorrow, the sadness, grieving over your past, in the name of Jesus, condemnation over your past, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, over past failures with your children, I break them in the name of Jesus. And I say, loose and let go. Expel. I come out of agreement with them tonight. Tell the devil, I'm not taking this no more. All the weights, all the burdens, all the heaviness, leave me now. All of the hopelessness, all that pain, all that suffering, come out in the name of Jesus. That deep suffering on the inside. The Lord says there's people here that have deep, deep suffering on the inside. I command that to come out right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that deep sorrow at the core of your being, I call it out in the name of Jesus. Over things in the past, over mistakes, over things that were done to you, I call them out in the name of Jesus. That victim mentality, come out of agreement with it. I'll no longer be a victim. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. And I command that victim mentality, all of the hate, all the bitterness over that one that has victimized you, I call that out in the name of Jesus. Even in marriages, you've been a victim of relationships. And I command that hatred, that bitterness, that hurt, that woundedness, come out. Come out, let go in the name of Jesus. Tell it, you're not going to agree with it. You're not identifying with it. It's there just for your demise. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go. Loose God's people in the name of Jesus. All of the woundedness, come out in the name of Jesus. All that pain, all that suffering, expel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Feeling like you're a mistake, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command feeling like you shouldn't be here, like you were a mistake, feeling like you have always failed God, you've always failed everyone. I command that to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command arrested behavior and arrested development that has come into you because of things that were done to you as children. I command where you're locked up, I unlock you tonight with the authority of Jesus Christ, and I command you to come out of your prison right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the prison that you've been held in. Come out of that place of captivity in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit of it, expel, expel in the name of Jesus. All of that lock up, all of those mindsets, all of those imprints, all those ungodly belief systems, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expel all of it in the name of Jesus. All the rage, all the anger, all the murder, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command right now, all that rage, anger, all that injustice, come out. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath and release it. Right now, all that injustice, all that unfairness, all that betrayal, come out in the name of Jesus. You got to come out of agreement with it. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of witchcraft, spirits of the occult, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command spirits of stubbornness, resistance, come out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. I command the spirits of witchcraft that have been designed to destroy your walk with Jesus Christ. I call them out of you right now. That Antichrist spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Antichrist spirits, expel. Come out. Come out. Antichrist, I bind you and I command you. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of control, that spirit of manipulation, that mind-stealing spirit, expel in the name of Jesus. All that bewitchment, come out. All that deception, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, all that rebellion, come out. All that disobedience, come out. In the name of Jesus, expel inherited disobedience, come out. Inherited rebellion, come out. In the name of Jesus, we root you out. We pull you up from the roots in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of iniquity that continues to cause you to go into an iniquitous bend in your life and your children. And God, we repent for that. We come out of agreement with it and we break it in the name of Jesus. We break spirits that would endeavor to follow you and curse your life in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of negativity come out. Always negative, always doom and gloom, always pessimistic. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Always critical, always judgmental. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Judgmental, critical, gossiping spirits, expel in the name of Jesus. Spirits that malign and slander, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel, loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear, spirits of deception, anxiety, come out. Come out. Spirits of anxiety, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All that uneasiness, expel. All that nervousness, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel. All that heaviness, all that weight, all that stress, come up and off. All that false responsibility, expel. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits that hinder deliverance. And I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I break your authority in Jesus' name. I command spirits that sit on people's wills and cause them to be weak. You come out in the name of Jesus. You loose and let go that vacillating spirit, that thing that goes double-mindedness, going from one place to another. All that instability, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. All that instability, all those spirits of dysfunction, come out. Come out, all that dysfunction, expel. I command family dysfunction to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All this inherited family dysfunction, expel, where it goes from one generation to another and just gets worse. All this dysfunction, all this disorder in the families and in the homes. Come out in the name of Jesus. Expel, loose and let go. Every evil assignment, go. We break them. We come out of agreement with them in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit of it, expel. All that withdrawal, come out. All that retreat, all that isolation, come out in the name of Jesus. All that aloneness, spirits of loneliness, come out. Come out. I cast spirits of loneliness, especially off of single people in this place tonight. That lonely spirit, come out. Feeling isolated, feeling all alone. Expel all that loneliness. Come out loose. Feeling like you're never going to find somebody to love you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out feeling hopeless. Feeling like you're worthless. You're rejected. Come out in the name of Jesus. That deep loneliness. It's almost like a pain on the inside of you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Let it go. All that pain of loneliness, that emptiness, that void on the inside, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of it expel. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. I command even spirits of abortion to come out. I command even where there's been generational abortion and now it works in everything in your life, aborting every plan, aborting everything you set your hands to. I break the authority of abortion in your bloodline in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of abortion where people have had abortions and I command death and cancer to come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I command even a fascination with death to come out. Come out, that fascination with death, that fascination with paranormal, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All that fascination with the paranormal, come out. With horror movies, come out. That fascination with fear, expel. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose it and let it go. Let it go. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We command that whole nest to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over every bit of that in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that every demon in hell that I've spoke to, you will leave in the name of Jesus. I command anything that's still nesting and trying to nest, we uproot the nest in the name of Jesus. I uproot the nest of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I uproot the schemes and the counsels and the plans of hell, the gates of hell that have been assigned against you and your bloodline. And in the name of Jesus, we bind them, cancel them. We declare that for this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was made manifest to destroy, loosen, dissolve, and undo every assignment of hell against you and against your children. In the name of Jesus, we declare broken. In the name of Jesus, we declare that every establishment of the enemy is uprooted tonight. And we declare in the name of Jesus that God's kingdom is established. Righteousness is established in our lives. Freedom is established in our lives. Liberty is established in our lives. Healing, freedom in our lives. We declare it is established and rooted in our lives. And every assignment of hell, we declare broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that is contrary to the word of the living God in the name of Jesus. All dishonor. I command dishonor to go in the name of Jesus. All dishonor, I speak to you and I declare it has to leave in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree, oh God, right now over every one of these people, I call them blessed. I call them prospered. I call them healed. And I call them whole. Jesus, you are the healer of the brokenhearted. And Holy Spirit, Lord, I ask God right now, Holy Spirit, that you would just move and heal into those places of woundedness and devastation in the name of Jesus. Father, where there's been brokenness, God, reintegrate and heal into those places, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I say be healed. In that name that is above every name, I say, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be set free in Jesus' name. That name that is above every name, every title that can be conferred, every assignment, I declare the mighty name of Jesus over every tactic and scheme of the enemy, and I declare your wholeness and your soundness in the name of Jesus. Father, we, God, right now declare that our ears are circumcised to hear, oh God, only the Spirit of God. God, we declare, God, that right now every form of divination, every form of falseness right now, you have to go in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that we are your sheep. We hear your voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I bless your people with every promise of the Word of God. Every one of your promises are yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. We thank you, Father, that your promises belong to us, and we come into agreement tonight with your promises, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you said whatsoever we would ask the Father in your name, you would do it, that it would be done. So, Father, tonight we determine to set ourselves in a place of agreement with you, to set ourselves in a place of agreement with the Word of God. And tonight we declare our victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare no more chains holding me. From now on, I will be free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your people are blessed coming in. They were blessed coming in. They're blessed going out. They're blessed in the city. They're blessed in the store. The fruit of their womb is blessed. Their children are blessed. God, you are the one that delivers our seeds. Father, I declare, God, that we are mighty on this earth in the kingdom of God, and we will walk in that in the name of Jesus.